The Sino-Kazakh International Cross-Boundary Cooperation Center was first established in 2012 at the joint free trade zone linking China and Kazakhstan. It's located on the border in the northwestern border city of Khorgos in Xinjiang. Khorgos is a special economic zone with around 3 square kilometers designated as a duty-free area. Even though the new passenger train service from the city of Liangyang in Jiangsu to the Kazakh city of Almaty won't be operational until next month, business in Khorgos is already booming. Around 1 million people have already made their way through the cross-border cooperation center so far this year, which is double the number during the same period last year. Border trade in the free trade zone has also shot up by some 90% this year. Niewon Lu, with the Khorgos Merchants Group, says much of this is due to the development of transportation infrastructure in the region.
The airport in Yining, which is the capital of the Ili Kazakh Prefecture, is now being enlarged. At the same time, the expressway between Lianyungang and Khorgos has been opened up, and the construction of another expressway linking Khorgos and Almaty is underway. Once it's done, it will be a highway network linking China with Central Asia and Europe.
The links between the far northwestern region of China and the country's coast in Jiangsu is already drawing new businesses. Chen Xin, who runs a textile company in Jiangsu, set up operations in Khorgos 3 months ago. He says while the benefits of border crossing are obvious, more still needs to be done to make Khorgos a more active cross-border trading area.
Every day, people from the Kazakh side have to stand in line for at least 1 to 2 hours to get into Khorgos. I think the customs clearance procedures are still complicated and can be simplified by the authorities on the Khorgos side.
Mahira Imriva from the Kazakhstan runs a grocery store on the Chinese side with her boyfriend, and she often goes back and forth between the two sides for supplies from the Kazakh side.
Right now, we have some trouble when going through the custom clearance procedures. Due to the language differences, sometimes it's difficult to communicate with the Chinese custom officers.
Chinese authorities have been introducing new steps to make custom clearance procedures more efficient. Meanwhile, major construction projects are still underway on the Kazakh side of the border crossing. Authorities say once the work is completed, it should help foster even more cross-border trade. For CRI, I'm Wang Zhen.